Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is your Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, lady.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you. Beyonce. Day Beyonce
marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
The key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality games. Let's love.
I'm finding my light. I'm finding Woo! My light.
Y'all, you
we know you're
all...
a theater queen when you're always finding your light.
It's true.
Ooh.
You do Ooh. That in your Ooh. Apartment.
That's true.
Literally.
I'm like, move out of the way, dog.
He does it in his apartment. Y'all, we are all up in Tennessee right now.
Woo!
The great, beautiful state
Back
of
in
Tennessee.
The South. We were in Atlanta last night, and that's kind of my... close to my hometown show. I was born in South Carolina, and my brother was there last
night.
He
was.
My brother and my sister-in-law, and Mother Poodle still doesn't think the show is real.
She doesn't.
So, she was not there.
Where'd you go? Where's your brother? Is he in a dumpster?
And I think my brother did show her the video, and she went, what's even going on there? It still sounds like a scam to me. Are you sure that...
she thinks we're like just... we're the whole pyramid scheme for y'all.
I was doing my mother last night, and my brother said... Like, we were talking backstage, and my brother's like, you only know, like, 10% of this. Like, he was telling everyone at his table. He's like, you don't know half of what's there. One day, I will write a book...
Yeah,
about
he was also
all.
Telling Poodle stories. So
he was.
He's got some good stories last
He was.
We also had Patrice and Patrix came from Extreme Sisters. They just showed up wearing motherfucking hats and looking, I mean, face beat. Those bitches were ready.
From Extreme Sisters, of course. And they did confirm there is going to be another season. They have filmed it. They did not. They would not tell us if they were going to Orlando yet. We don't know.
We don't know.
But we're excited to be here in Nashville.
Yes. It's just family. It's just us tonight because nobody from 90 Day Fiancé lives in Tennessee.
No.
Because you're Tennessee, you date your own. You don't go across the pond. You don't date some foreigner. Jimmy D, what do you mean? She's from where? I don't even know where Portugal is.
I feel like there was someone from Tennessee, but maybe I'm wrong. Like, what? Jeffrey! Oh!
Oh. 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 We don't count her.
He will not be here this evening.
You know what? Where
Comic
she is,
tats.
She's not going to hear this anyway. So,
oh, God. He was awful.
He's awful.
We didn't even cover him.
Thank God. That's why we didn't think about it.
He couldn't stop beating on women. We decided not to cover him.
We could have Varya here tonight.
With her wonky eyes.
Yeah.
No thanks.
No thanks.
No, she's just as bad. Because she's going on, like, social media and, like, praising everybody. She's, like, praising fucking Mike. It's like some of these people are trolls. They're just like, oh, we want to vote for all the bad ones.
I know. Like, did y'all see the Instagram thing? Did you see who Memphis is hanging out with?
Fucking Laura.
Jiggy.
Fucking Laura. Jiggy. Lauren Allen.
Yes. She's in Canada. She's like, I'm in Canada. And then you see Laura be like, yo. And I'm like,
fucking con artist cockroach.
Your hair actually looks like hay.
Like,
I mean, I know that no one hates her more than her son, but I still don't like her.
Y'all remember when she looked like Pizza the Hut from Spaceballs in her wedding?
Yes. She really did.
That was some shit.
That was some shit. That was some shit.
I think she's got to be up there in, like, the most hated. Like, she's really awful.
But I wouldn't be angry if she was on another season, though.
Me either.
She's fun to watch.
But what I want to say is they all kind of, depending on whether they're good or bad, they all kind of wind up being, like, supervillains gathering together. And, like, they're on each other's Instagrams. You're like, no, don't hang out with that asshole.
I know.
But they do it anyway.
Some are good. Some are good.
So, y'all, we're going to talk a lot of tell-all tonight.
We're going to talk a lot of tell-all.
And
did you watch it? Did y'all watch part two? Okay, did you think it was good or no? Okay.
I'm furious. I've got a lot to say tonight. I'm riled up like Julia Sugarbaker tonight.
You are. And you know what? And I lost a lot of respect for people. I have no respect for you.
Someone thinks they're on Maury.
No respect for you. No respect.
It's ridiculous that she thinks anyone gives a shit about what she has to say.
I know.
You've acted like a complete asshole the whole season. You've seen yourself. You've apologized for it, and you think we give a fuck about what you say. You're awful. There are no heroes this season. Maybe Hamza and Johnny. That's it.
It's Johnny. For me, it's Johnny. I think he's the number one. Y'all look so pretty tonight, and it smells so good. Isn't the food good here at City Winery? I love it.
There is some trade in the house tonight.
Oh.
Hello, sir. Hi.
Oh, hello, flannel. Oh, whoa. Look at the guy. Glasses on your head. Oh, wow.
I like that
you point to your wife. I'm not going to fucking look at her. I'm going to look at you and your jawline. Sir,
that state doesn't exist. We've been through that.
Then you know what it means when I do this. Oh. Now, where are you from, sugar? Oh, yes, I know where
Not a real place.
Is. No.
You could say...
No, it's Rabbi Wakita.
You could say Natchez ass, and that would be, and we would believe you.
I do know where that is.
Wakita?
You have cousins that fuck too, don't you? Yep. If you're from Oklahoma,
Before you actually get reported somewhere, I need to say that this area behind you guys was supposed to be Poodle's playpen.
It was.
Oh, I'm gonna. I had prepared a wading pool of petroleum jelly and snapping turtles, and I was told that was not up to code. Again, homophobia rears its ugly head.
I think when Kayla yelled at you,
Sir, you would have loved those snapping turtles.
She literally screamed at you, I can't lose my job, and you said, fine, and walked away.
One time, y'all, if we go to Vermont, it's going to be fine, because everything goes in Vermont.
It's just going to be a maple syrup
tub.
But there's definitely, there's some people wearing baseball hats I could turn around.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. There is.
All the boys just turn those hats around. You know what that does.
Oh, look, we got a long hair sissy. I like that. It just drapes over me.
Wow.
And I just feel like. I just
What's
feel like
wrong with you tonight?
I just feel like a hobbit getting Dutch doored, you know? Yes, you will pass. Yo, wow. It's a family show, so we got no limits tonight,
we've got
y'all.
We've
no
got
limits.
We're going to move on. We need to move on. Please, please, please.
Move on.
You're just so sexual. It's really gross.
Yeah,
It's really gross.
Yeah, it's just me. Just me.
I just realized I forgot my jacket.
Yeah, you did. Do you want
to
go
wear
get
a
it?
Jacket? No, I'm hot, actually, so
okay.
It's fine.
Okay, all right. Well, you can go get
Excuse
it.
Excuse me for being underdressed.
You look fine.
No. That was really gross, too.
No.
So,
I'm sorry if you watched the video of his nipple slip.
Y'all, I'm mortified. My nipple fell out in D.C. Again.
Again. So mortified.
I took it all in stride. You like Theo on The Cosby Show with those birds.
Yes.
Does anyone remember that? I'm taking it all in stride. Never mind. No, we can't. The Cosby Show is ruined.
We can't talk
Never
about
mind.
That anymore. We can't talk about it anymore.
So, y'all, let's get to the podcast.
Yes.
Let's get to the podcast. Let's do the podcast. Let's do the podcast.
Okay.
Y'all might remember this tune. This is a fucking bop.
So, Switcher Boy. You got me twisted.
Got my bell.
Girl, your love don't kill me. Baka, let me see.
Zara, my baby,
I see fire.
Zara. I thought Zara was just a name for all the women in the world.
I see fire in your eyes. Beauty, no disguise.
All right, Gary, that's enough of this shit.
Y'all give it up for Gary in the back.
Y'all give it up for Gary. Gary's got the night off from his hair and of a wife, so...
I have caught Poodle listening to that song just on his own.
What?
I've caught you listening to that.
No, the song is good. But y'all, his voice isn't in it at all because it's so auto-tuned. But it's thoroughly interesting. Did I just burp into the microphone?
You always burp in the microphone.
All right. I like how I brought my phone out here like I'm at a fucking wedding. I've come for people reading off their phone at weddings so much.
You have.
Did anybody do that? Anyone read a toast off a
Don't
phone
answer.
Off a wedding?
Don't answer. All right. Who came alone, by the way? Who came by themselves tonight?
Yes!
Okay.
Did you find friends?
You're going to find friends tonight, y'all.
I'm telling
you're
you.
You're going to find, because we're all dick pigs.
We're all
dicky dick pigs. Even you, long hair, you just don't know yet.
We all squeal in the dark. That was disgusting. What is wrong with me tonight? I don't know what's going to happen tonight.
I'm too sexual.
You know what it is?
I told Gary he's going to have to go to church after this.
You know what it is? Is that...
Is that we've been traveling for 5 days and you haven't had time to get railed.
I have been on the road and it's like seeing a delicious buffet pass you by. And it's available, but I'm so tired.
So tired.
I never thought that tour would be like this. I thought we'd have like days and my energy would be there.
It's wonderfully fun.
I also blame COVID. Y'all, we had the Miss Cova. Miss Cova and the Wuhan bat visited us.
We're good now. We're raw dogging everything.
We're good there. It's just the energy level. COVID kind of takes your energy for a while. It's like, hey, boy, I'm going to take all the energy. You're never going to see anything from me. I'm alone. Get on the train to, we're going to get you. Get you. Hey, boys. Ni hao. The stupidest thing I've ever done was that fucking bat. That's not true. We've done a lot of stupid shit. That's probably like, that's in the top five of the stupidest things. I don't even know. What do we do? Oh, God, there was something. I don't know. It's. I can't even remember it.
We're talking tell-all tonight. Now, listen, this was a long tell-all and a lot to cover.
So we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about half of it tonight and half of it in Boston.
So,
but we are going, the people we don't cover tonight, we're kind of bullet point
get,
and
yeah.
bookend it and talk about, so you can at least boo them like you want to.
We're going to go hard in tonight to Kim and Uthman. And because Poodle refused to not talk about it, he has to talk about Ben and Mahogany.
I have tonight. So much rage.
He has to.
My rage has given me life today. I have so much anger.
I mean, I'm not pleased, but I don't, you know.
I was watching today on Discovery Plus and just chewing nails.
Chewing nails.
Oh, I just love it.
Okay, let's.
I'm a former pastor, so I'm a counselor.
Oh.
I've definitely counseled people like you.
Yeah. So people that were going to kind of, but I mean, if you poop, you're going to miss her. Let's talk about Memphis and
okay,
Hamza.
Okay, so let's just, she looked
She did
gorgeous.
Look beautiful. She looked gorgeous.
And so did he.
Oh, he looks hot. He looks great. He's not the hottest at the tell-all, but we'll get to that later, if you know what I mean.
He's the hottest of the people.
Yes.
Yeah.
He looks great. So what we do find out is baby's already been born.
Yes.
Baby, yeah.
It's a baby girl, I believe.
There's no pictures on social media.
So maybe we don't know the baby's
gender.
Identity.
Whatever. Yeah, baby's born. So, because I thought maybe she got sick because...
No, she wasn't feeling well.
She had to go poop again.
She had to go
poopy. I think she should start doing IBS commercials. I've been there. I have been there, y'all.
I have
sympathy. I'm an adult who shit my pants. Let's be honest. We've all done it. I mean,
Look at all the people raising their hands.
Raise your hand if you've shat your pants in the last 2 years. Thank you. This is honesty right here. I like that someone in the back is like, I just did right now. I pooped.
Y'all need to see your doctors.
Well, I like y'all. The City Winery crew is just standing in the background going, what the fuck is this?
How did we book these two?
God, I was thinking of being gay, but I'm going to go back in.
Nashville, y'all, I'm just walking around. Nashville's got a lot of gay people.
They do.
Shit.
It's a very gay city.
Trust me, my grinder's already telling me that.
We had Puckett's today. Yeah, we have barbecue. Really
Meh.
Good.
Sorry. No,
he's Carolina barbecue,
he
but I like sweet barbecue. But they did those pimento cheese balls were fucking ridiculous. That's the best thing. Anyway,
I'm not going to be a bitch about it. I promise.
We'll talk about it as we talk about couples. But Memphis had some. But really, Poodle and I were talking backstage. They almost reminded me of season 4 of Pedro and Chantal, where they didn't really say
but
anything.
But even less drama on the tell-all, much more during the season.
It was interesting how they were probably the biggest plot point of this entire season, but yet they were just kind of like, she was like, hey, my tits look good, and I'm just going to sit here.
Well,
which is a choice.
Tell-alls are weird because it's kind of like all those people who are gathered and you don't really like any of them. And so they're kind of sitting back and watching.
I'm going to tell you, I completely respect you.
But she is friends, remember? Kim said.
They're Memphis not real friends.
No, oh, they are in
They've
Kim's mind.
They've like twice.
They are in Kim's mind because Kim, you know, that's her ultimate
goal. She's friends with Michael Jackson in her mind.
She is. She's
the delusion in that woman's mind.
I once took care of the monkey.
He was wearing a nose skin.
He met a lot of people. I just did it.
It is. You got to remember when y'all watch this. I think if you heard the podcast then of yesterday, you heard me say this, but it did hit me in the tell-all. I forgot. Oh, Kim is a fucking 90 Day Fiancé fan.
Yep, totally.
So she's in this show now, but she's still fanning everyone, and she's. Like, she could, I mean, I don't know who would listen to it, but she could have a podcast about 90 Day Fiancé, because she's in
Can
it.
Can you
she's
imagine what that would be?
People.
It would be
skin to skin. Skin to skin on the air.
But the thing is,
it would probably
skin to skin
be called
the podcast.
Lost Respect.
But no, y'all, she's, because she is a fan, that's why she thinks everything she has to say has import.
Yes,
and
because.
And it doesn't. No one gives a fuck what she wants to say.
Wait, did you just say, are so are you admitting that no one gives a fuck what we say?
No, what we say is important. This is our job. It's our job.
I like that someone over there went.
It's not an educational show. You're going to get what we want to tell you, and that's it.
I mean, we signed someone's tits last night
we
with Sharpie.
We did.
We did. We had a sissy.
And she said, I'm going to go get dick down later, and he's going to look at my tits.
And I told him about this show, and he was like, have him sign your tits. So he signed her boobs in Sharpie, and I said, you get that dick, girl.
She's like,
anyway.
I love it that they'll just tell us all of that.
I love that.
This is what we've created, though.
This is what we created.
And I'm proud of it. All you fucking dick pigs.
Someone brought their mom tonight, and her mom just went, Carrie, are you sure you want to stay with you?
I like it. The mom smile is my favorite.
It's true. All right. We even had two women last night. They made their own chandelier screen. They put on headdresses with lights, and they would kind of twinkle around.
And there was the Edvard Munch scream on their shirts.
It was
with
very
a chandelier.
It was very cute. It was very cute. I'll do it. I'll do it when it
hits
me.
Don't do it just because someone tells you to, like a monkey.
I'm not going to do that. Don't worry. I already know when I'm doing the chandelier scream. I already have it written in here.
What are we? Are we Gallagher? You just scream and I'm going to like chop up
Where's a
watermelon?
Where's the watermelon? I'll throw it at you. Is that what you want?
Talk about out of like date references. Fucking Gallagher.
I'm in it.
I just need to go to the retirement home already.
We are doing, well, yeah.
All right, so another one that we're not going to talk about is Miss Ella and Johnny, and you'll be glad not to.
I just want to have a good
birthday.
Because I'm fucking 8.
My love language is touch.
I mean, I'm not kidding. I am not kidding. She literally had the same reaction that, what was her last name? That same reaction that Tiffany Carlisle had when we were in fourth grade at Burger King because they sliced her cake when she wanted a corner piece and they started in the middle. Which is weird. Who cuts a cake in the middle?
Who cuts a cake in the middle?
But she completely had it. She's like, that's not what I wanted. It was that nasty Burger King chocolate cake. Anyway, that's Ella.
Who has a Burger King party? You have a McDonald's party.
You have both. We've talked about this before. You can have both. I had a Burger King party.
No, no, no. Did anyone
have
a Burger King party?
See, there's Burger King people there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Put the crown on your head. Everyone knew McDonald's parties were where it was at. I had one, and I asked for one the next year, and Mother Poodle went, no, you had one. It cost me a lot of money.
You have one.
You got one in your life. What else do you want? She stacks up the apple pie things. I could do that at home.
I mean, Ella had, sometimes she had a little bit of zingers with her, but basically she was pretty forgettable.
No, she did, but the way she did it, y'all, was like, I don't know about that. When she would see what everyone else was saying, she would just piggyback on what other people would say and repeat what other people would say because she knew they had eaten her lunch earlier. And she was just kind of sitting there going, the whole time.
Yeah, we told you that there was a psychiatrist called on set, we heard. Yes, there was a psychiatrist. Yes, uh-huh.
They should have just taken her.
We also have heard from, like, we can't tell the details because sissies send us shit and we can't say it. But, you know, it's just family. But apparently, you know, so when you're on a reality show, because especially for this show that's a higher budget, they're hot messes. So they all have talent handlers that have to handle them so that to make sure they show up and go to the show. Well, apparently the talent handler from Memphis and Hamza had their hands full.
This is true. This is I will just say this.
They
had
apparently they,
They had a lot of fun.
They had a lot of fun
in New York.
Hamza was probably a little hungover the day of the tell-all.
And Memphis, and they were drinking heavily.
So there's a reason.
This is tea.
So, really, y'all, she shit her pants. I'm telling you, she pooped. And she went, I gotta go. Yeah,
because cocktail flu for Memphis.
I don't care. You're at the fucking Grammys Awards. If you shit your pants, you gotta go home. You can't.
There's nothing
continue.
To be done after you shit your pants.
You can't. You gotta do that. You gotta do that.
Even in the shower backstage.
Yes. You're like,
you don't feel clean.
No, you've gotta go home.
You need to go home and go to bed. We're also not talking. We're going to do a little bit of Gino and Jasmine, but it's only in Ben and Mahogany's segment.
Yes, because
but there wasn't a lot. There was this one. There was basically Nude Textgate.
Yeah, Nude Textgate.
When he
yes.
said, I don't know. I sent a text, and then
Gino.
And then I had a picture that may have or may not have been a somewhat naked picture of you, and then I sent another text that was another picture, and then there was another text, and it might have accidentally sent a picture that you sent.
That's basically it. Gino,
worst liar in the world.
And then Jazz is like, Gino, you sent it three times? And he goes,
No, that's not what happened.
The problem is, or the beauty is, Gino's dumb and Jasmine's pretty fucking smart.
Oh, now.
She doesn't miss a lot.
I know she's crazy jealous, but she's damn good TV.
Oh, she's great.
She was the star of the tell-all, as we all. She was the star of part one. She was the star of this one. And
she was.
It's just. I need her to be on another B90. I don't want her on 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, I do.
I need her in Panama and him visiting her again and him showing her weird things.
No, I want her in the U.S. married to Gino.
No, I
want them going to fucking El Chico's and her freaking out when he thanks the waitress for a frozen margarita. That's what I want. Gino, you want a strawberry margarita, Gino?
Why did you ask her name?
Amber. You told me your ex likes strawberry, Gino. Why did you ask me, Gino? I love you and I love you.
Oh, she's so good.
Let's go have sex in the car.
And we're...
You're so unsexy. Arr.
Your unsexiness drives me wild.
We need to make a shirt that just says...
Your unsexiness.
You're unsexy.
That's why I love you. We're also not going to talk about Mike and Herminer. This evening.
Only because there's so much to say. And it was either Ben or Mahogany or Mike and
Trust
Herminer.
Trust me, y'all want to hear me talk about Ben and Mahogany.
No, I think you want to hear about Ben and Mahogany.
My brain is still kind of fried after watching... Wait, you went down there again? And then you're back together? And who is Jessica? And what is she saying? And what are your parents?
Yeah. It's
there's a lot to talk about. But Mike and Herminer, I did say at the beginning that I thought they might make it.
You did.
Don't laugh. I still stand by it. I still stand by it, and I still say she just couldn't make it. She could not swallow it. Now.
Which is what I said. I'm not usually right, but I did say that from the beginning.
You did.
She's going to try.
I'll give that to you.
And she's not going to be able to do it.
Yeah. Now.
We don't want to be right.
What I will say is, who the fuck cares if he's giving her fucking money? And if that's their life, if that's what they want to do, if that's what he's happy with doing, his friends need to. Yes, they're like saying, "But Mike, you deserve so much more. You deserve someone who loves you." Does he? Look at him. He's weird, strange, and a racist troll. He needs to beg for whatever he can get. And if that's it, take it.
However, this was filmed in January.
That's true.
This was filmed before all of that Mike shit came out. So when we look at all these people that's what I had the biggest problem with, is all these people totally defending Mike and not seeing...
No,
and I don't
they're
love
the worst
Hermenner.
Character anyway.
I don't love Hermenner at all, but...
Team Hermenner.
But I like her more than Mike, but y'all got to remember, they didn't know any of that shit.
Yeah.
We would ask some of them and interview them, but then I don't want to.
But one of the things about all these people, you guys, is that they're all in this delusion that their fairy tale love is out there, just in another country. Mike forgets that he met her on a cam girl site where he was paying her.
No, that's, yeah, that's...
That is the initial nature of the relationship.
Yeah.
So, can you imagine changing that into something? It only happened once, and that was Pretty Woman, and that was a movie.
But also, A, all that shit hasn't come out yet, and also, when this aired, but I don't think they usually, when they do the tell-all, from what we've heard, it's not as if they show them the rest of 90 Day Fiancé, so the whole cam girl thing...
No one knew.
We hadn't seen yet. So they knew none of this, y'all. None of the cast knew any of this. I know probably that Kimberly was probably at home and she went, wow.
I wasn't expecting this.
Yo.
This, whoa. I am.
Hair, okay. hair.
He just lost all respect for me.
That's probably what happened. And if not, you're an asshole, Kimberly. But anyway.
Yeah, so those are the people we're not talking about. So you're going to get a dose of who? we're going to get Kim and Usman. We're going to talk about
Kim and Mahogany.
Ben and Mahogs.
So let's jump into Kim and Usman, shall we?
So let's talk about that.
So she's upset, y'all. She has just left. She's crying.
And her gorgeous son, Jamal.
Okay, I gotta stand up for this.
I'm gonna sit down.
Jamal is the hottest fucking man in 90 Day Fiancé history.
He's gorgeous.
Binium, nope. Russ, before I knew he was an asshole and he had that pretty hair.
He was always prissy, though.
Nope. Jamal is a beautiful top who's going to dick me down till the sun rises. That's who he is, and his cock is huge.
I'm just going to sit here and hold this fucking
pillow. I'm just saying.
While you watch.
I'm going to go on record as saying, Jamal makes my man pussy wet. You can tweet that. You can tweet that.
And
that's all I wanted to say.
Gary I'm just said now. A silent prayer.
Yeah. He went, I'm going to have to call brother Parson tomorrow.
So what you're saying is he's attractive. Is that what you're saying? All right.
And we don't know about his sexuality. But
come on.
He seems straight.
He's straight.
But he seems I just don't know. I mean, I'm really proud of you parents now because y'all are raising men that are much more sensitive. But as a gay person, it confuses the fuck out of us.
I agree.
Like, I saw him. This literally happened today in our hotel. We're going to leave, and we're leaving. There's this cute couple in there, and they're married. I can see they're married. And I just said, bye, y'all. Have a good day. And we walk out the elevator. And the husband goes, bye.
Bye.
And I'm like, how do I know? How do I know anymore? And yeah, he does. He waves. Like, I'm like, how do I know?
Come on, honey.
So I'm glad, but it's fucking confusing. I do not want to be a young gay dating anymore.
Well, it's weird because if you've been in the theater, there are these... If you've been in the theater with straight men and all of a sudden they'll be normal, like in real life and just normal guys, kind of dudeish. And on stage, you're like, hi, I need to say something. And you're like, "What? Why did you turn into a gay person on stage? It's very interesting.
That is kind of Stanley Tucci.
Yes.
Yeah, it's It's the Stanley, it's the Tucci effect.
This is such 2005 gay references.
It is.
We're way behind.
Gay people in Seattle are really offended by us right now. They're like, oh my God.
We're
so
an anyway, embarrassment.
He goes out, but then my heart broke because Kimberly starts to cry. And he's like, Mom, come here. And I'm like,
y'all, how many times has he done this before?
That's what I wrote. I went, poor Jamal.
Time after time.
Jamal has
after
done this
time.
So much.
He like, fell right into the pattern.
I mean, when Michael Jackson died, he probably had to move back for a month. Seriously. Like, can you imagine when Michael
Jamal, my Mikey. Like, my Mikey. Mikey's gone, Jamal.
It was probably worse though. Jamal was younger. Probably his therapist found out his most traumatic moment was when Michael Jackson burned his hair in that Pepsi commercial because he was like 5 and his mother completely broke down for 2 weeks. That's when he learned how to make hamburger helper while his mom cried in the bedroom.
And he's like, that was the worst time. We don't even talk about that time anymore. That's when I learned to take care of myself.
And to this day, he can't drink Pepsi.
Or eat Hamburger Helper.
Yes. Or eat Hamburger Helper.
Or
we
talk to chimps.
We are off the rails tonight.
He's going, Kimberly, calm down. Always
calm
something
down.
Good to say to Kimberly. Now... Y'all,
Kimberly.
Did you enjoy when Usman said, I've always been honest and forthcoming with you?
Always.
Always.
I mean, I will say, the narcissism and the complete lack of empathy for another human being is pretty shocking.
That
by
he,
Usman.
For him. Now.
It's pretty gross.
I was stunned by this, but in an almost anthropological way, because I watched this behavior. It was really interesting. This misdirection from Usman was amazing, because he said this. He's like, if I wanted to go with someone like Zara, I would. I would. That's how I know I'm true to you. If I wanted to fuck a woman, I would. But I don't want to, because I haven't told you about it. And I tell you everything. So I would tell you if I fucked another woman. You would know. Do you understand it? That means it's you who is the best.
I'm at a loss.
That is major misdirection. It kind of fucks with your head.
However, I feel bad that he's there. But at the same time, Jamal is kind of the only person to be like,
yeah.
No, dude.
And he's like,
no, dude.
If I wanted to get a woman, it would be so easy. And everyone on the stage kind of went,
Jamal.
Wait, is that true?
Jamal's
could
like,
could I? Could he do that?
Because Jamal like, is yeah. way fucking hotter than Usman. And he's like, that's when I knew he was straight. When he sits and he's like, no, that's mad crazy. Because gay people don't say
no,
that.
No, no, no.
We don't say that.
We're like, that's so crazy.
Sheila, that is mad crazy.
But is she?
That is mad crazy. I can't believe your sister took your nail certificate. That was for you. What a bitch. Mad crazy.
Wow. But anyway, Usman basically says, so sorry I didn't tell you about that I talked to Zara.
No,
I forgot about it.
No. I totally forgot. I totally forgot.
Then when I saw it here and when you just rolled that tape, I remembered.
But that's where Ella did have one good line where Ella said, Usman, she left and you literally called her. And he was like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We broke up. So that's his answer to everything is that they broke up.
But he
never answers any one question.
But no one really came for him.
Well, Jamal did,
but he was looking at the
outside. And Jamal called it. He said, dude, what's the deal is, he called out the behavior, and he said, this is defensive behavior.
Right. Hamza came.
You're being defensive, and that's a red flag, because why are you being so defensive, man? And Usman just kind of, that's when he was kind of quiet.
I went somewhere when he was talking to Usman. I was like, ooh.
No, I don't want to see that. Y'all, Usman's yammy is nothing compared to
Jamal's
Redwood.
Very different yammies. I think they're very different yammies.
Don't you come from Jamal's yammy.
I don't.
Don't you talk bad about his yammy.
I'm uncomfortable with the term yammy in general. So Hamza says Kim is an amazing woman, and there were... Then there's this weird thing that happens, and Sean does this where she kind of polls the room of these ridiculous idiots.
Well, but...
And
I keep
what do
going.
You think?
But
did you think there were real feelings there in this video that we saw 10 seconds of?
Because he says there was no connection. But for once, I think Sean did a good thing because, of course, the guys agreed and said, yes, there was a connection, yes. And Sean comes back at Usman and says, so Usman.
So guess what? Five out of six idiots agree.
Five out of six idiots agree.
That there's a connection.
That you have a connection. And then that's when Usman tries to back.
Five out of six garbage people.
He tries to backtrack and says, well, I don't care what they think. I worry about what Kim feels.
And
no,
you know
you
what?
Don't.
You know,
no,
but
you don't.
You know what, though? That's a fair thing to say because these fucking morons don't know shit. But, you haven't even seen the whole season.
But I got to give Sean Robertson credit. She said, well, remember, Kimberly is the one who said there was a connection at the beginning.
That's true.
So she that feels matters. That way. And he was just like, I think I shit my pants. I got to go.
I honestly have to say, I love the fact that she just pulls the room every time. And they all kind of go, yeah, yeah.
What?
I don't think so. Because everyone does their own dime store evaluation. And you're like, you have no good judgment at all. Look at you.
I can't wait. Which we still have to do your Big Brother video. We haven't done that
yet. We haven't done that. I know.
We got to do that. Because when you're ever... If and when someone is smart enough and dumb enough to put you on a reality show, because it's both, you're going to have such an opinion about everybody
Everything.
In the room.
And you're, but no, they won't know it. They won't know it.
No,
trust
at
me.
The reunion, you're going to come out and you're going to look like a monster.
Oh, like I'm going to be worse than Todrick Hall.
Yes.
There
you are.
Y'all. If I don't win that thing, I'm going to burn it all down.
You're going to burn it all down. You're gonna be you're gonna be like fucking what's his name in Love is Blind?
Oh, Shake?
Shake.
No, that's not possible.
I'm kidding.
That's not possible.
That's not possible.
I don't have that in me.
You don't.
That is pure rot of a human being.
He is. Now, what kind of sickened my stomach in this whole thing is that Kim then says at the end, y'all, they're still together. We don't know this for sure. I haven't looked on socials. They're still together. You know why? Because Kim said, well, I think I saw something, but we'll talk about that later. Which means I can't not be your number one super fan. And she doesn't want to go back to being.
I don't want to be a potential.
I don't want to be a potential.
I want to be a potential.
This is my biggest beef with all of this. All of this. Where the fuck is Zara? She was on the show. Where the fuck was
Zara? How could they not get her there?
That would have been, I know no one from reality, 90 Day Fiancé listens to, or TLC listens to us.
The guests were substandard. They had Jamal, and then they brought in fucking Jessica. Is she the only one who would be on?
That ended up being a win.
Oh, it did.
That ended up being a win. A great win. But yeah, to me, it's like, that's the biggest missed opportunity.
Yeah.
If Zara would have came on, Kimberly would have come unglued, and it would have been. She would have been like, "Oh, listen here. You don't respect me." She would have. Oh, it would have been great. But she was on the show. She had to sign a clearance to be on that video from like two episodes ago. So that, I don't get it. I don't get it. Maybe she said no. I'm sure they asked her.
Let's move to Ben and Mahogs.
Do you know? Where are you going to? Do you know?
Barbecue sauce.
Y'all, every time I talk about them, I just have a moment, and I think we should all just take another moment to pour one out for the story that we saw. It is just phenomenal. I mean, this was like Lawrence of Arabia long, too. And it had a lot more turns and twists.
It's true.
This was like the Matrix. The director's cut, yes. We, remember.
Usually when Poodle watches a movie of something called the director's cut, it's a different movie.
The director's uncut.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
I don't know what I just did.
Wow. The director.
Maybe that's my new thing.
No. It makes you seem like
an
80s politician. Hey.
Maybe not shooting people with my hand is the best thing to do.
I will say, watching all of this, more than Usman, Mahogany, or how does Ben say
Mahogany.
Mahogany, but the way he
Mahogany.
Says it, you know Mahogany. It always feels, it sounds weird when he says it. I'm saying not her name, but it just sounds weird when he says it. But I got to lean in. She is the master manipulator.
Yes, she is.
She was able to shift focus from her every single time someone tried to nail her to the wall.
And she did it like a passive-aggressive Southern woman. And it was amazing.
Even better.
And she said, when she was talking to Jessica, she's like, it's so sad for you.
Yeah.
So sad. I feel sorry for you. That you would do that. And she has that kind of look on her face.
I think...
You're so old, and I'm just so young when I did that.
Just so
young. What am I supposed to do? And you're what, in your 50s?
I think she's dangerous.
She's scary.
I think she's evil, and I think
she's made it to lab.
And I think she's going to get one of Ben's kidneys. I saw this. I was like, you're going to get that liver, bitch. Good job.
So.
Good job. I will say, biggest missed opportunity of the whole thing. Sean Robinson didn't ask if it was her fucking
apartment. Thank you.
We literally watched the clip and the bunk beds and everything, and then it wasn't even discussed.
No, I will say, Sean did not come for her at all.
No, I will say this was not a good tell-off for Sean Robinson.
No.
Where is Erica when we need her?
What she did with Gino with those receipts, they nailed Gino's ass to the wall, y'all.
Well, but, like, trying to nail Gino is like trying to hit the coyote with an anvil.
I agree.
It's pretty fucking easy.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Is this where I go? But, no, like, everything Mahogany said was taken for gospel. And if she was questioned, she's like, but why are you saying that?
Yes. Because the first thing they wanted to know, why didn't she come to the airport? And, you know, and
she ignored it.
She was like, that's just rude. That's messed up. I mean, you come to, and no one, the thing that got me about, they started right in, no one talked about that Ben forced his way.
Yes.
To this. Not only that. Even when Mahogany said, I told him not to come. She said that. She said, don't come.
Not only that.
She said it just like that.
Don't come. She also...
Thank you, Paula Ann. I appreciate that. Thank you.
She also, 3 days before he was supposed to fly, she wasn't answering texts. So, that should have made any normal, non-crazy person...
Yes.
...cancel or move their ticket... and then he got there. There was no one waiting. So he said, I know the town she's in. I'll just go and scream in the street corner.
Yeah.
Her name.
Mahogany,
and see what happens.
Mahogany. Where is my Mahogany?
No. I mean, but no, honestly, y'all.
I need to do that better.
Mahogany.
I got to put my eye down. Got to put my eye down.
Boy.
Speaking of,
God,
y'all
really
noticed
fucked him on that one.
Y'all noticed that eye looks a lot better. Because guess what? It was a
oil can incident.
I don't know how that happened.
It was some Botox incident. That was what it was. Because
I don't know.
See,
I think it's permanent. I think it's still there.
No, he was fine. It was fine on the tell-all.
Oh, No. I did not think his eye looked good on the tell-all.
But it was much better than it was on the show. Right. But I'm saying the fact that the wonky eye changes tells you what?
All right.
You know what? It would be fine speculating about it wouldn't be good speculating about a wonky eye if he wasn't a big, huge piece of shit.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A religious nut.
I don't care.
Is so such a masochist or misogynist.
I don't care if Johnny had a nose on his forehead. I would never talk about it.
Me either.
I love Johnny.
He needs to be protected.
He does need to be protected. He does. I want to know if they're together because she said that he was coming in a month. So that's why I know we know they filmed in January because he was coming in February. I need receipts. I don't know.
I still say, I y'all, this is tinfoil hat and mean.
That
she lied about cheating.
I am convinced. We're going to talk about this, but when Jasmine fucking told her she thought that was fake, I was like, is Jasmine listening to us?
No.
Because Jasmine, if you are,
I'll tell you why.
We want to interview Jasmine.
I'll tell you.
Come on, Jasmine.
In a second. I tell you why I always think that is she said, well, I didn't want to tell you this because as soon as he says, I can't come to see you. Well, it saddens me to tell you this. It doesn't sadden me. I can't wait because it's going to destroy you. And
actually, I don't even think she's thinking of destroying him. She's thinking so much about herself.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. It's her, as the song says, it's her party and she'll cry if she wants to.
So,
because it's her fucking birthday.
Back to Ben and Mahogs.
Yes, Ben and Mahogs. So, Sean said, so Mahogany, did you tell Ben that you were older? And she said, yes, I did tell him I was a year older.
But she explains it.
But
this
Sean,
is genius.
But I do appreciate that Sean Robinson said, yeah, but just 1 year. Because I was like, if you're going to lie about your age, like, Poodle always takes 10 years off. For sure.
Who doesn't? I take at least 4 years off.
Yeah. One?
Here's what she said, and this is genius. Problem?
My iPad almost failed.
So you went, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So remember when you burped in the mic?
Yeah.
Okay, just a...
It wasn't long ago.
Yeah.
So Sean says that she's like, well, I did tell him I was a year older because, you know, we shouldn't give out all our info when we're so young.
And we're talking to an...
It's just... And we're talking to an old man. And she said it like this. When you're talking to an old man...
I mean... Dude, after watching this tell-all... I mean, I kind of figured already, but it confirmed not 1 ounce of her loves him.
Zero.
Zero.
And she's a fucking genius.
But so
she knows how to look good.
But this is where I am still confused with Mahogany.
That's where you're confused?
No,
100% confused.
No, hold on.
Let
me say the question. This is what's confusing to me, and I don't. What does she want? I don't know.
That is very interesting.
He hasn't given her a ton of money. He's given her some.
You know what I would tell you?
But not a lot.
I don't think she knows this was all a catfishing
exposition
for her.
It feels,
she's 23 years old.
It feels like it's like Cruel Intentions and something. She's like a high school girl just wanting to play.
Of course she is. That works for me.
With no end game. Or what's that movie, Wild Heart? You know, one of those movies.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Where the high school girl always plays games.
That's all of them.
Anyway.
Or like The Crush with Alicia Silverstone.
The Crush. That's what
Carrie
I'm thinking
always.
Of. The Crush. Ooh. You were Alicia Silverstone in The Crush.
I love that movie. I'd love to
and
fuck
you know
with
what?
A guy in his 30s.
And just like
when I was like 16 going.
It's true. And just like Jasmine,
Y'all can see me in that
it's
movie.
True. And Alicia Silverstone's a vegan, too.
That's true.
Just like Jasmine. I want your meat, Gino. I need your meat, Gino. I need that bologna pony, Gino. I only eat leaves, but I want your stem. I want your big, long, hard stem, Gino. I want that beef jerky, and I want to chew on it, Gino.
Wow.
Wow. Empty wow. in me, Gino. Empty in me. Empty in me, Gino.
I'm sorry, Gary.
Gino! Sorry, I'm done.
Wow.
Wow.
Can we move on?
I think we both
I'm
need
begging.
It. I got to get back to L.A. and get Dick down.
All
right.
So.
Coming home, honey.
So, we bring in Jessica. Ben's friend? Who we saw once at dinner at TGI Fridays, where they were in some god-awful restaurant eating wings or some shit.
I guarantee you, about 7 years ago, someone chose Ben as the youth director instead of her, and she's still pissed about it.
Well, she's the only one who signed the release to be on the show because, as she says, I'm not dramatic. I'm here to tell my part of the story.
Mm.
So,
she's a Karen with hair extensions.
Did you know? I will say. Nothing goes worse with that kind of goldish color than that hair. It was awful.
She wants
to
be on.
And all that fake gold she was wearing, it was awful.
And then even the house setting, she wants to be on Housewives. She wants to be a housewife.
Real Housewives of Canton.
Canton. Is that where they are?
I don't know. Some fucking Michigan
I don't know where
place.
Ben lives. I never knew.
Everyone lived in Michigan this season.
Someone remembers. I don't.
But she said, this is painful to listen to.
This is painful.
Ben, and she basically says, Do you love him, Mahogany?
Do you love him? She went, basically. We're talking about a 53-year-old man who wanted to come see me.
And then she does that.
She literally
and
said
then,
that.
She said this, y'all, in her kind of. The thing about Mahogany, what is another genius aspect of Mahogany, as we all know, she knows English a lot better than she wants to admit. So she sets the bar here, and then she's always knowing more than you think she is. So she says something like, well, I wanted to verify who he was. So that way I wanted to get to know him better. But y'all know that chat was fucking filthy.
Oh, yeah.
As dirty as two Christians can get.
Oh, yeah.
It was full of metaphors, like, I'm filled with your spirit.
I'm filled with your spirit, yes. Do you remember when...
I can feel your apostle in me.
Yes. Do you remember when Hezbollah and Ephraim went out to a field and there was a fire between them? Whatever.
You don't know any Old Testament.
I'm Catholic. We didn't read that old Bible shit. I don't know.
If the priest didn't tell you it, you don't know it.
And you know what? I'm better for it.
I was raised Methodist. We went to Sunday school and I learned all those Bible things because I was in Bible drill and I knew them all. Because it was the only way to get approval. Sorry.
You still turned out gay. Didn't
exactly.
work.
Exactly.
Didn't
but
work.
Yeah, I can still quote parables. I think that's from Godspell, though. So.
It's true, though.
Happy Palm
it's
Sunday!
Palm Sunday. Oh.
Yahweh,
right on, King
I
Jesus. No man
me.
Can hinder me. Right on, King Jesus. Right on. No man can hinder me. King Jesus, right in the middle of the air. No man can hinder me. King Jesus, but that's all I know about it. I had to sing that spiritual in dialect in my white church.
Yeah, I did that.
As a 12-year-old.
Yeah, I did that too. Yeah. Yeah.
It was 1990.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it too.
Yeah.
Not good. Wasn't good.
Yeah.
I'm sure your mother
Let's
cried,
move on.
Though. Jay Bird, you sang that song, and you said the field, and I just cried. Or whatever shit they have you say.
It's like when choruses sing spirituals.
It's bad.
It's in bad dialect. Some of them are written that way.
We've
actually
lost. There's only 5% of people
They're
here.
Like, yes, choir nerds.
Yes. Oh, Pamela so, Ann.
So. Before we go, we're gonna go to intermission. We're gonna talk more about these guys, definitely.
Oh wait, yeah.
But I want to say,
because just right after that though, Jessica says, well then why did you give him $1,000?
Gooped. We were all gooped.
And then we find out, and this is where Sean's like, wait a minute, and she's like, you gave her $1,000. You never video chatted with her. You just saw some text
I borrowed
and photoshopped photos with her. And Ben said, yeah, because Christ told me and I was all in. I'm an all-in guy.
So she said, no, I won't listen to all this talk. I borrowed that money. And she says, and Jessica's like, why couldn't you borrow it from your parents?
And Jessica, I've seen your socials, and you're on there all with bikinis.
You're looking promiscuous.
You're looking promiscuous.
You're dressing provocatively.
Your shoe tie, your tooth.
And you can't chat on video.
Yeah, you can't FaceTime, but you can show your coconuts.
And y'all,
it's not godly.
Mahogany responds like this.
Well,
I'm just so young. You saw me do that, and I'm just so young.
You're an older woman, and I understand why you
What
feel
are you,
that
60?
Way.
Could you imagine what it's like to be me? What's your name again?
What's
Madam?
Your name again? Ruth? Is it Ruth? I'm sorry.
Y'all.
Esther, I'm so sorry.
I want to be Mahogany when I grow up, because that shade is brutal.
It was,
fuck. You can't fight that shade.
No. So
you just have to sit there and take it.
So,
wow.
Then Ben.
I became a fan when I saw her. This.
So, and Ben says, and I'm gonna say this because there's a tit for tat on this. He says, I need to respect her boundaries. Cut to, I went back to Peru because
exactly.
We're gonna make things. And,
you fucking
and we
two-face.
See all this
I
footage.
Agree with Jessica.
I'm sorry. When we see Ben on the flight, he's like, I'm coming back. God told me to come back. This is our new start. And then the Chiron says, Ben waited for an hour and Mahogany never showed up.
I went like this.
And then Ben says, I just went to walk on the beach because God told me to walk on
and
the beach.
And she was there.
And she was there.
Y'all, this is not Weekend at Bernie's when everything just happens.
And no,
because it should.
It's just because, as Ben says, she's scared to love. And I went, no, there's no light on the beach, and they can take your kidney without anyone seeing it.
Also,
that restaurant was well lit.
Also, he finds it much easier just to tell her what she's thinking.
Yes.
Instead of actually asking her. Isn't that true? That is the most, that's like the, there's like 50,000 infuriating things about Ben. But that is, to me, that is the most infuriating. We're just like, the thing is, it's a maturity thing. And I know she's in love with me, but I know that maybe, I think it's that she loves me, but she's not really in love with me. And she doesn't really can say that, but so everything's gone.
So he said, but you know, she finally showed me some vulnerability. Y'all. By the way, the next day she ghosts him again, and he walks out on the beach again, and she's on the beach again. And so he says, she opened up and had some vulnerability, and she told me she loves me no matter what. And then, so we're giving it a shot, and we see videos of them, like, on the beach, they're rock climbing. He says, like, tu osos bonita, and she goes, Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's not even a compliment to her. She's like, whatever. And he said, I make a prediction. 1 year from now, we're going to be walking in this park, and we're going to be married. And then And then she goes, oh, babe, I love you. I can't. And she hugs. And then we come out of the video and everyone goes, yay.
Yay. And I go,
and
what did I just watch?
And best line of the tell-all, Sean Robinson goes, Why are you clapping? What the fuck?
Why are you clapping? Holy fucking shit.
You dumb pieces of shit.
Are you not entertained?
I just shit my pants. I just shit my pants, you assholes. You cast members are horrible.
No.
You're dumb pieces of shit.
That's
what she wanted to say.
If you want reality, that was it.
That was...
Sean Robinson is going, what the fuck is wrong with you idiots?
You know that she was like,
he's a fucking pervert.
She looked around, she said, this is some stupid white people shit.
Yes!
You know that she was, said it.
That
head.
Was the best moment
you
of the
know
demo!
She did.
I was so shocked that that happened. And then when she said that, I flung myself back in my chair, fell down, and cackled. So much so that the housekeeper had to knock on the door and make sure everything was okay.
It's true.
Like a howler monkey. Y'all, on that note, we're going to do the next part of this.
We're
going to
take a break.
We're going to take a break for an intermission. We're going to do some shout-outs. It's that much.
You know you make me want to shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
If you fell, I would die. I've been violated.
All right.
Y'all, the biggest nightmare is when he tries to touch me and hug me, like Lenny from Of Mice and Men. And I'm Curly's wife. And just
I love
like,
you, George.
And I'm just getting strangled. That's what I feel like. You can imagine me as Curly's wife, just going like this.
All right.
She was slutty, too, so.
All right, Gary, let's start these shout-outs. All right.
Okay. That's the first of my right. Men
This is small print, and the printer was running low on toner, so we're going to see. All right. Shout out to my husband, Connor, who not only...
Oh, there you go.
Oh, long hair, Connor.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, wow. Hello.
Hey there, Avid brother. Looking good.
You know what? You could ZZ Top me with that hair.
You just made a hard rock gay joke.
I did. All right. To my husband, Connor, who not only traveled with me from Kansas City to attend this show.
Everything's up to date in Kansas City.
But is the only ride on the girth train I'll ever need. Love, Stephanie B.
Girth train's coming, going to Nashville station.
Kansas City, all
girth train's coming. You're up and down the girth train, up and down the girth train. Wave to the children, wave to the children. The girth train's coming. Can't get on the girth train, she's not old enough. But the children wanna go up and ride the girth
train.
Everybody loves that girth train.
It's
up and down, up and down, up and down. You're going through the tunnel, going through the tunnel, going through the tunnel now. It almost didn't fit in the tunnel. Girth train.
Sorry about that.
Again, Gary is like, did they tell me to play this song? Yeah.
I like that we said the shout-outs were going to be short tonight. All right, go ahead, Poos.
Sorry, I'm in a different world now. Wow. Y'all, listen to our poor little COVID creaky voices. We're like, bah, bah.
Bah, bah, bah.
It only helped because we've been on tour, like, we've been doing like five
it's
shows.
Because you have any throat coat. You haven't had any, you haven't sucked a dick.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Uh,
I just need a pee.
To our queens, Maddie and Poodle, thank you for providing us with love and laughter. Love, Penny. Thank you, Penny.
Thank you, Penny. Aw, hi. To my sister and friend, Michelle, I'll always be a mini to your nanny.
Oh.
Love, Tara. I don't know what that means. Not about me.
Toto, thanks for coming with me to see the gays. Love you, girl. Lily. Lily.
Lily. To my work wife, Ashland. That is a, this is a country spelling of Ashland. It's A-S-H-L-Y-N-D.
It's so Nashville.
Ashland. Ashland.
Ashland.
Your mama must have loved Paul Lynn, so she called you Ashland. Anyway, to my work wife, Ashland, you're the Stacy to my Darcy. Anything we want, let's manifest it. Manifest it.
To Alicia, you kicked that brain aneurysm in the dick.
Yeah, you did, Alicia.
There you go.
Yeah, you, where's Alicia?
I just don't think I was prepared to read the word brain aneurysm, but there we go. Keep going, queen. Love, Rachel.
Y'all. To Debbie, my secret BFF, thanks for coming out with us tonight, you whore. Love, the slut sisters. Where's the slut sisters? Where are they?
Sisters. There you are.
They're a bunch of slutty sisters.
We can't see her, but she's got that phone light back there doing this.
Yeah, they're just... I think they're the only people in the back. They just are like, we're going to get back here and raw dog, and yeah.
To Rogelio or Rogelio. From tu esposa hermosa.
To me tu esposa hermosa.
Te amo. Te amo. Te amo.
Elijah says...
Me gusta pinga.
Pinga. Chuy Muevos. Can y'all sing us some pretty country tunes now that you're in Nashville?
No.
Love you bunches. Eliza.
We just sang Gertrane.
Eliza, you're not here. Fuck off. No, okay. We love you. We love you, but
shout
no.
out to the best husband and sister for seeing my fave dick pigs with me on my birthday. Kate, happy birthday, Kate.
Happy birthday, Kate. Shout out to my family. Without y'all, I don't know where I would be. Love and dick pigginess, Lauren. Oh, that's...
Poodle, keep my husband in mind for your playpen. He's a carpenter, so he's good with his hands. Lauren.
Oh, oh.
Where's Lauren's husband?
Oh.
Well, whoa.
Someone has kind of crinkly eyes when he smiles
darling,
like a Hemsworth.
If I could get down on that table with my bad back, I definitely would.
And you know what?
Sir, meet me over behind the city winery.
Actually, that's perfect because you would lay down, he could rim you, and then you could eat that piece of pizza.
Yes!
That's perfect.
You could just feed me the pizza, and I'm like,
whoa.
That is... I will have some of your table fries.
I'm fine, thank you.
Table fries can heal the fucking world.
We're almost done, Gary, we promise. All right. To my sis, Jules, even if I date a hottie or fly to Boston or move to Nash, you have my back and I love you.
Why you playing on my phone?
Why you playing on my phone, bitch?
To my boyfriend, Kane, thanks for coming with me to the show. Now we can raw dog all night. Love, Paige.
Where's Kane? Oh. Kane, can you just turn that hat backwards for me real quick?
Now listen.
I like it.
Tonight, when you get back to the hotel... I want you to take off all your clothes. I want you to put the hat back on. And then keep the glasses, because I'm into that. I like smart men. And then you're going to lay me down on that bed. You're going to spread my legs. You're going to sing Kenny G to me. And then we're going to roar dog. We're going to raw dog so hard because we're Americans. And that's the American way. Vulva.
Y'all, we're going to be back for
that's the
two.
Show.
Go get a drink.
Go get
go
a drink.
Buy our shit.
Buy
I'm not
that
carrying
merch.
That fucking shit to the airport.
See you on a bit.
Go buy our shirts.
Bye.
We'll be back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart,
and even keep going queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Hey there, y'all.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi there. What's going on?
Hey.
Well.
Hey there. Hey there. Whoa, whoa.
What are all these people doing here?
Is that
a tallywhacker?
It is. It's a tallywhacker.
I gotta
tell y'all.
I love a tallywhacker.
Me and my cousin, we don't get down from the mountain that often. We just wander down off the mountain once a year, and we saw Gay.
Yay.
And we just walked in, and ended up back there. There's two homos just like
sleeping in there. We come down every April to get our yearly pork rinds.
I might have to keep this.
I got to get my pork rinds, but we got excited because we sure like looking for dick, but it's hard in the mountains.
It's hard, y'all. Y'all know a town. You got to go there about we walk about 10 miles. You get up. It's called Swishy Possum Holler.
Say that again. How do you say that again?
Say to Bahata. Swishy Possum Holler.
All right.
And it's right near where Master's Grocery used to be, and you go and hit that big store.
Yes, sure. You know where
it's where the Dollar General is, and you go down the dirt road.
By the way, I'm so sorry. My name is Maddie Bo Pickle. And this is my cousin.
And I'm Joe Bob Poodle.
Maddie Bo Pickle and Joe Bob Poodle.
We come down from the mountain from Swishy Possum Holler.
I love my pork rinds. They sell them down at that 7-Eleven. They cheap this year.
This is sticky. It's got cheer wine on it.
It's cheer. Anyway, we get lonely up in
the whole thing of it.
We get lonely up on the mountain, and we get kind of worked up, but we're cousins and we don't do that. So,
but
we wrote down our thoughts.
We up there in Swishy Possum Holler. Up there in Swishy Possum Holler.
Okay, just making sure you knew.
Sometimes Swishy Possum Holler.
Sounds like a new town to me.
To get lonely.
We get
lonely. We've had lots of boyfriends come and go, unfortunately.
And a couple of sheep, too.
Yeah. But I just got to say.
It's sad.
Don't think we should be telling these nice people about sheep fucking.
Sorry.
But.
Hey. It's warm in the winter. He got it. Sick fucker.
So anyway.
Anyway.
We need to move on.
We need to move on.
I just want to say, I thought we would sing a little song.
Sure.
If we've got a band here.
Sure.
And I hear we do. A little song about lost love. You know, folks, there ain't much to do out in the sticks of Possum Holler, Swishy Possum Holler, especially when you don't got a sweetheart you can call your very own.
Well, you can chase a chicken.
That's true. Or you can chase the hogs.
Or you can stick your tallywhacker in that hot old log with the hole in it.
No, you don't stick your tallywhacker in the hole of the hollow log behind the house. You put your mouth over the hole and then you...
Oh.
Where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and thought I found true love. You met another and you were gone.
You know, out here in the country, it is hard to find love.
Oh, we try to live with our hearts, but sometimes our loins and our yearnings take over, poodle.
Trust me about it. Like me at the county fair, and the preacher asked me to enter a pie-eating contest.
And you shoved your ass in his face.
Chocolate silk pie.
Where are we tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and thought I found true love. You met another and... You were gone.
You know, but my last love, he was the one that got away.
Oh, I know.
We were so much alike, too.
You even looked alike.
We did. You know, he's my best friend. We're practically inseparable.
You even grew up together.
I'll never forget that first night when we were sleeping double in a single bed. He slipped into me like a poisonous snake in a rabbit hole.
You know,
oh, it's hard losing a boyfriend.
And even harder, losing a brother.
Where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone?
Get it, it's incest.
I searched the world over and thought I found true love. You met another and you were gone. I searched the world over and thought I found true love. You met another and you were gone.
Well, thank you for letting us perform for y'all people.
Oh, look at that, cousin. I think I see a man with a backwards hat on.
Oh, I've always loved that.
Oh, let's go look for
him.
We'll
be back.
We'll be right back.
Looking for a moonshine still. Strangers, they come down from Rocky Top, thinking they never will. Corn won't grow without on Rocky Top. There's two Rocky by far. That's why all the folks on Rocky Top get their corn from a jar.
All right, Gary, that's enough.
First song I ever sang on stage in the fourth grade, Rocky Top, Tennessee. And I won that goddamn talent show. I won the whole fucking thing with Rocky Top.
You were the only one besides the pig. So.
Ardmore, Oklahoma. That's
and the straight man speaks.
That's my Oklahoma friend.
That he perked his ears up.
Think about Oklahoma boys. I will say one thing. It's like, it's just, it's, you either come from like.
You'll say one thing.
I'll say a couple of things. Family all comes from, they're all like got that outlaw spirit. And they'll just fuck you down good just to prove it to you. She's with me. She's like, I know.
That sounds not good.
It's true.
All right.
Where are we?
Let's get back into the podcast. So we thought we would do a little, like, what's next?
This is Mac O'Baby. A sissy sent this to me.
Yeah.
I wore black honey last night. We mixed it up.
Y'all, it's time for reality roundup.
All right.
And
oh,
that
yeah.
means let's talk about Below Deck Sailing Yacht, BDSM. BDSM.
BDSM.
Okay. Ooh. It's like the islands.
It's hot in here.
The islands are calling. Oh, my. Tired.
Fine, I'll just dance. I'll carry
yeah,
it.
Sure. Just please, carry me.
Carry it on.
Carry me like you always
okay.
do.
Y'all have heard us. So this is what I want to know. We're going to do some audience participation. Poodle didn't know I was going to do this.
You are?
Yes. Who do you want to see fuck on Below Deck Sailing Yacht?
Gary.
Who answered? Who do you want to hook
no.
up?
Yes, Gary and Colin.
That's the right answer.
Yo, Gary and Daisy have it coming.
Yeah.
They just need to bang it out. But I'm glad Tom is gone.
Yeah, it's gross. I'm sorry, but a guy who starts bragging about being
inside
of a woman.
I've been inside her, so.
Because you don't say that about a woman. But if you want to say that about me, I'm fine with it.
If a guy said, I've been inside you, I'm like, yeah.
You can brag about that.
I feel like that's harassment.
My show. It's our show.
Fair.
Yeah, someone you literally, yeah, talk about harassment.
It's cute when I do it. It's interesting because we talked about this and how much better this version of the franchise is than the rest of it.
There's just a more fun cast.
Yeah.
And I think, I can't stand Ashley.
Well,
God, I can't stand her.
She's the villain, and we're here for it. There's a stew every year, and so that's a problem.
I don't really want to advocate for violence, but I also wouldn't be angry if her and Gabriella, like, got in a ring.
Yeah. That's going to happen. Don't worry. That's going to happen.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Before the end of it. Y'all, let's talk to something more important, and that's Pig Royalty.
It's
Pig Royalty!
Oh.
Zuckerman's Famous Pig.
That was like watching the off Broadway revival of Music Man.
Of the Music Man.
Yes. Yes.
The Music Girl.
The Music Girl. you know.
She's not a con man. She's the Music Girl.
She's the Music Girl. I saw that show and it was a shame. It was a shame.
Oh, Joy Pepper.
Joy Pepper.
They're just jealous.
They're jealous of you, Michelle. I don't, you know, we're supposed to do an interview with the Reams. And actually, we just found out we're also going to do an interview with Kimberly and Teresa. Yeah, they're all, they all listen. They're all thirsty dick pigs, too, y'all. And they're our people. And so, and I think actually the
reason. Kim, not Kimberly. Kim.
Oh, Kim. Yeah, not Kimberly.
Not Kimbali.
Not Kimberly.
No, I won't be doing that. No.
But the Reens say that they're going to come to one of our Texas shows. They said they're going to come. We'll see. But we haven't heard from Tyler.
Been yeah.
A little, I don't.
If you haven't seen the most recent episode, y'all.
It's going south quick.
Y'all, all gay men have this in us, and it's not something that's pretty. We will, it happens when we're cornered, and that's what's happening.
He's not behaving like a Mar, though. We'd play a longer game. Y'all remember.
It's not good.
We're that dog that waits all day. And then
you
we
say that
you.
I still don't get it.
Y'all get it, don't you? That dog that sits on that summer day on that porch all day, and then you come in from working the whole day about to eat dinner, and I
But why
bite
would
you.
The dog bite you?
Because I can. Because you don't fuck with Amar.
But did
That's
they?
That's Papa Mar saying, "Don't fuck with Amar, Matthew."
Did they fuck with the dog?
What?
Did they fuck with the dog?
You know what? You haven't lived enough.
I just don't understand the story. You don't get it.
Because you're in good with Amar, you don't want to understand.
Oh.
Anyway, yes, but he is all over a pig. No, they're all fighting over one pig.
Anyway, we're excited to see how it works out. We've heard from, because we're kind of in with the, we've heard a little bit for the production company that
it gets
worse. So, no. I know, we hate to see...
Yes, as Joy Pepper would say, that's painful.
That's painful. I feel sorry for her.
Michelle, this is what happens to people that are just so jealous.
Y'all,
it's a shame.
We all think that Joy Pepper is pulling the strings behind there like the Godfather.
Oh, yeah.
The pig mother.
The pig father. All right, everybody, let's
y'all,
talk about Love
it's time
After
for
Lockup.
I found guilty.
He's guilty, y'all. Degree, yeah.
A love in the first degree.
Yeah.
I don't hear him. There we go. And I don't
know. No, he don't mind.
Long as you're here with me.
Oh, that's it.
Now we're right.
Judging
the jury.
Jury.
When they hurt my plea.
Yeah.
What they do?
Gay
and
up.
I put the blame on my A.
Lock me up, throw away the key. Ooh, ooh, I'm just a prisoner of love.
Ooh, like
I'm doing
this.
Fine, I'm doing fine. Ooh, ooh, I'm just a prisoner of love.
It's love after lock up, yo.
Love after lock up. Those little days. Where do they go?
Oh!
Whoa.
She's like, in my titties.
You just...
Nice jumpsuit.
You just fucked yourself with Little Debbie. She just was like...
Whoa. I just have to say...
I just pulled something.
That...
I'm gonna walk it off.
S43. We're not as young as we used to be.
Haven't gone to Pilates in about 3 weeks because of COVID.
Both of us were at the airport today, y'all, and we're trying to move luggage up, and I'm like, ow, my ankle hurts.
Holding the cart because we all got to buy the fucking
shin.
Merch. And he's like, push it up. And I have a bag, and I'm like, I got it. And then we both hurt our feet. It's where we are.
And the Uber driver's like, can I help? We're like,
no. No.
You ruined everything. He's
all
like,
right.
Nice day. We're like, no, it's not.
Now, we did Lalu yesterday. Have any of y'all listened? We dropped. Don't wait. We haven't dropped it yet. We're dropping it tonight.
I was going to say we're dropping it tonight.
I don't know what day it is.
Y'all, all right. Just a couple of things to talk about this season, which is bonkers. Okay, we did see in Friday's episode, we met Branwyn.
I'm calling her Jailhouse Barbie.
As I said, As I said last night in Atlanta, this is someone who looks like the woman who works at your optician's office, but it's the porn version. So she's like, I've got your glasses ready. Do you need them cleaned? Do you like the frames? Do you want me to adjust them? Because, you know, it's like the porn version of everything. It's just a little off and a little softer and fuller and too much makeup.
No, she reminds me a lot. When I used to work at Dillard's, she reminds me.
No, I don't want to hear Dillard's story.
At Quail Springs Mall up in Oklahoma City. You know where I'm talking about, Oklahoma.
Aren't they out of business?
Dillard's?
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
I didn't know so many people were loyal to
Dillard's.
Don't
you say that about the Dillard family. That is a family business.
I just thought
that woman
in
the front is crying.
I just thought they weren't around anymore.
Do you work at Dillard's? You did.
I'm sorry.
The Dillard's.
I
am so sorry, Mr. Dillard. I met him, too.
You have not.
I did. He came in the store because I beat my pre-sale goal. Anyway.
That wasn't Mr. Dillard.
It was Mr. Dillard. He goes and see. It's a family business. It's like the Nordstrom's. You know.
I had
you
no
know
idea
nothing,
there were such
John
strong
Snow.
Feelings
Sit down.
About Dillard's.
Sit down.
This is the stupidest thing we've ever talked about.
What I was going to say before you waylaid me is that she looks like
you. I waylaid you.
Yes. She looks like the women that used to work at the prescriptives counters. Y'all remember prescriptives? It was makeup, but they tried to act like they were doctors.
I'm gonna get
her a
drink
so
while
they
you're
were kind of
this.
Porny makeup artists. But I don't know how she got a face so beat so quickly. Yes.
But like Lindsay like cut out magazines to make her makeup.
Oh, anyway, so y'all Branwyn is real. Aaron brought his dog. And Chaz.
And but the less said, the better, y'all. That is one scary motherfucker.
But you know what? He is where Mike is really. But Chaz, at least so far, I agree with Poodle. He's freaking the bedroom.
I only want to talk about the fun ones because the others scare the shit out of me.
But on the outside, Chaz is a walking awe. He really is.
What?
Because I said
you mean Chaz, not Chance.
No, not Chance.
Oh. No, Chaz
is a walking murderer.
Right. No, but
who I would let fuck me.
I gotta be honest, y'all. Yeah. Chance came in, came into that car with Tater, and
he looked at her and he just went and looked over at her.
That horrified me.
Come on, y'all, show of hands, who would do it?
I think sluts.
I even saw one straight guy kind of go. We could lift as well, bro.
So we also met. We also met Harry's girlfriend, which we all knew was coming.
I don't like this bitch.
We're all waiting for Yolanda to come back and just make everything good.
Yes. Take Indy home.
And let's talk about...
Psychic didn't see that.
Let's talk about Lacey and Founding Father's hair. Antoine. That's actually a very sad story, y'all, because this person spent 2 years in fucking solitary.
I mean...
Take that in.
We really...
2 years in solitary. And she's like, why aren't you touching me? Because I'm having night terrors.
Night terrors.
Awake.
We really go in on her on the podcast. I'm sorry, I'm so distracted because I'm so you. You want that fruit at the bottom of that fucking glass and you can't get it. And you're just drinking.
Get it,
and
honey.
You got that
get
straw.
It. Get it. Get that fruit.
It's like you're trying to get a good rim job. And you're like, I want that fucking strawberry. That's the best part. God, that's why I won't drink sangria, because I'm just like going, ah.
Oh, I have a
you
problem.
You did it way more gracefully than I do.
I have a problem with sangria texture in general. Like, it's like when fruit gets mushy and
we need
I'm
move.
A texture queen though.
We need to move on.
We need to move on. I'm the worst to say it.
We need to move
Are
on.
Are you putting on makeup?
Well,
this
I
shows up.
I did
rails.
A rim job and it took off my lip gloss.
Do y'all ever listen when we're like just talking at one another and do you ever just fast forward and like, please get us out of this?
All right.
That one woman went.
All right.
All right. Fuck this.
Let's talk about
Let's get back into the podcast.
All right, y'all, let's do this. I forgot about this. Oh, this is your chance.
Now that when we do it, when we do it so big. And I'm gonna make a bum, stop a dime, and I'll be. 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 Bum, stop a dime, and eyes on me. Put it by the butter, but I'll be IG. Walks in the club, eyes on me. What's it by the beat, by the B-I-G.
Get up out my way. Me and my
Thank
people
you, Gary.
Y'all, thanks, Gary. Y'all,
give it up for Gary. We're giving him such a hard time.
I gotta say,
we give this guy in the back. We give him a very detailed cue list, and then we don't follow it at all.
And he gets his kids 1 weekend a year.
Yeah.
So
1 week, and he's like, this
and it's
was
this weekend.
It was this
and he's
weekend,
here.
And he had to be here.
So if you Poor see Gary after the show and he's drinking, you know why. That shrew took him again.
And he hasn't emptied his balls into anything, bless his heart, in a long time.
I didn't know we were going to come for Gary in that way. But
Gary, that's from the show, so I wasn't harassing you.
Y'all, all of our poor audio engineers, what they have to go through.
We're going to get a letter from that one. Okay.
Dear Kristen,
thank you for booking the guys. We love this show. Great audience. If you just could not have been talking about our crew members' testicles,
if you could
that
not
would be good.
Verbally abuse our audio
that
engineers.
That would be great.
We'd appreciate it. Thanks.
You know what? I was wrong,
In advance.
Gary. I was
T-I-A.
Wrong.
T-I-A.
Okay.
By the way, when someone signs an email T-I-A, that means fuck you and your mother.
What does TIA mean?
Thanks in advance.
They just I've seen thanks in advance, but they just put TIA.
Yeah. That means fuck you and I hope your father's
dead.
Well,
no, I know thanks in advance, but I literally they just put the letters TIA.
Yes.
Oh, I would be livid. Livid. All right.
Y'all, if you have people who write TIA in your life, you know what to do.
Get rid of them. Get rid of them.
Get them out.
Get rid of them. Get rid of them.
TIA. Fuck that shit.
Okay.
FTS.
So we begin this tell all with immediately, I'm not clapping. I was not clapping for them.
Y'all, she was not clapping. I'll give Kimberly that. She was not clapping.
This is where, so I don't like Kimberly either, but I do enjoy that. I mean, she does it because the thing is, she's doing it just because she wants to be part of the drama. But it was nice for her to tell Ben, you're judging everyone. I love when they were behind the scenes. She was like, yeah, I don't want his preachery comments. I did enjoy that. I did enjoy when she said that.
And Jasmine's like, to be honest, gave me pervert vibes. Yes!
Yes!
Thank you for saying. And kind of Sean went, really? Like, Sean clutched her pearls.
And so then we
Everyone
find out.
Everyone on stage is like, why would you say that about our Ben?
And where Ben is like, but I came back. Mahogany, I found her on the beach. We have love now. And Mahogany says, actually, you told me you were coming back for me without any cameras, and you didn't tell me that you were filming all this.
So, couple things here.
Guess what? We're starting from nothing.
This is what's so genius about this. Exactly. She's moving the goalposts, y'all.
She does. It is...
I'm a fan of Mahogs.
For Ben, at the very end of this tell-all, to say, I'm really concerned with the men being controlled by powerful women. And I went, she has you by the fucking taint more than any guy on this goddamn show. So take your sacrilegious Bible and shove it in your urethra and shit it out your sanctimonious asshole.
Your urethra?
Whatever, that hole in your dick.
That would hurt.
That would hurt.
So
I just...
She basically says a couple things here, though. She says he's a liar because he said he wasn't going to bring cameras. Now, it's interesting. She knows he's on a show, so that would be part of the deal.
No.
And, well, no. Think about it. That's part of the deal, But she's moving the goalposts
I'm sorry. Yes, she knows underneath the game. She's like, I wanted him to film this so that way I can move the goalposts.
Yes.
100%. Because I wanted to film this. Because then next time he's going to come to Peru again and not film anything. And that's when I'm going to take his liver.
Possibly.
And there won't be any evidence. I'm telling you.
No, y'all, my theory now after I've seen this whole thing is this is he, in a one way, Ben wasn't right about almost nothing. He was right about almost nothing. But the point that this is a game is 100% right. This is, she is 23 years old. She was chatting online, and then she got more than she bargained for. Then now it's like, I'm on TV, I'm having fun, and watch how she wants to be a fucking actress.
Wild women. And they don't regret it. She doesn't regret it.
But I'm,
she does
but I'm
not
telling
regret
you,
it.
And I'm not going to begrudge her anything. Be on TV as much as you can. You're a talent. You came on the tell-all, and we all love you. And you've lied every single time.
I love watching her. I don't love her, but I do.
Oh, I love her.
It is kind of like...
I respect her.
It's like with Gino and Jasmine. I will watch these two so much because I just want him to get fucked
now,
over.
Don't get me wrong. I would never be friends with her. I love her for what she is for reality television.
No, because
and she's winning. She's going to win every time.
Because she would take your kidneys. That's why you wouldn't be friends with her.
But I do want to say, y'all, Jessica is like, so what is she in it for? What is she in it for?
Well, and she's trying to
find out.
I know
what I was in it for because my husband bought me new boobies.
And then, like a pro, Mahogany says, oh, Jessica, this is what Ben warned me about. You're just so into the drama.
You're into the drama.
You're into the drama because y'all...
So she dropped two things that made Jessica crazy. Ben, you're dramatic, and Ben told me you
were. And Ben told me you were. And she also knows underneath... that Jessica's a fucking Karen, and her trigger is because she gets told all the time,
she's
ma'am,
dramatic.
Stop being dramatic.
I am not dramatic.
And she's like, I ordered a frappe, not a macchiato, bitch.
And people say that I'm dramatic, and I'm not dramatic.
I'm not dramatic. Anyway, so...
I am a married woman who works 70 hours a week. That's my new Twitter bio.
Yes.
Married woman who works 70 hours a week. That was my favorite thing that was said. Besides Sean saying, why are you clapping? I am a married woman who works 70 hours a week.
A week. And then in Mahogany says, it's just...
So good.
It's so bad, too, because you have a husband, and how does this show respect for your family?
Oh, it's so good.
And then out of the blue, we hear Jasmine say,
I think
you are as...
No. I think this is another edition
of
Reality Gaze.
I'll be right back.
Where'd you put this wig? Where'd you put it? Did you forget?
Look around, bitch. I told you.
I don't know where it is. You should never
it's
get him to do this.
It's on the white thing.
What?
It's on the white thing.
White thing? Oh, I see it.
If it was a dick, it would have fucked you.
Y'all, he doesn't know how to preset anything. It has to be within reach.
No, you don't listen.
This is a shitty Darcy wig. And that's Yanni.
Mahogany, thank you. Jessica?
Who are you?
You are as thick as Mahogany's filters.
I'll tell you, don't you say I'm fake. What do you mean? No, you don't belong in any of this.
I can't. Get a wig malfunction.
This is already messy. I gotta get my notes.
So, you know, the way you demean that, Gino, you what? Should be ashamed of yourself with your demeaning what? Material.
What I am mad about you?
You look like Mercedes Rule.
I do. By the way, this is where Mahogany says.
Not many people know that reference. I'm glad you got it.
This is where Mahogany also says, you were incredible, Jasmine. Thank you. Anyway, okay, I'm back.
You know, I
what
just
I'm mad about is you. You're a liar. You're a liar.
You know.
You're two-faced.
You're terrible. You're terrible to him. You need to be nicer. And
I know what my Gino sent you.
You just.
I know what you said. Sicilian my tits.
No, you did not see. You did not see the rest. He talks to me in the first thing. The receipts here. I got the receipt like I got my Kohl's receipt, and that girl wouldn't take it back. And she still wouldn't take it back, and I got her fired.
You look like you have a square in your head. I said a squirrel.
You know, I make more money.
No, really,
than you
that
do
wig is
in
so
like
fucking bad.
11 days in 1 hour. So that's all I need to tell you.
Listen.
I drive an Acura.
No, you listen to me. You came for my man.
I live on a street.
You saw his unsexy. You saw his bald head gleaming white, his little patch of merkin in the background, and you said, I want it.
No.
I want to send you a Gino.
That's not how it went.
I want that
salami.
I live
salami. In the land of the free, and you live in the land of prisons.
Said, I want that Sicilian meat. I just want it. Ciao. No. Bueno. Ciao.
You know what?
Bueno's not Italian.
Won't you go swim in your canal? That's what they have that I know in Panama. And scene.
You're a bitch. Bitch.
That is really hot.
I honestly, as soon as that woman came on, I was like, yes. Yes, please.
But literally, what Mahogany wanted to say, Jasmine, you were incredible for taking my bait. That's what she meant.
Y'all... I cannot tell you how well Mahogany played this. She played Sean like a fiddle. She played Ben. She was even playing Jessica by the end. Jessica's like, Mahogany, I feel sorry for you. But you've had to deal with this.
Yes, and so...
Everybody loves Mahogany by the end.
I have to say, though, the way... Jessica fucking turns on Ben.
Yep.
I don't love Jessica. However, though, she's one of those people where she immediately starts saying all the stuff that we know about Ben all along. She calls him a narcissist.
Yep.
She tells him that he's fake. She tells him that he's leading a dual life. She calls him, basically says he's sanctimonious. Everything that we know in our guts about Ben, she just puts it out there. And who would know better than her?
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. I don't know if they really know each other that well. I think she wanted to be on TV, obviously.
Yeah.
And she was the one who would sign a release.
Yeah.
But she knew this was her chance to get in some pot shots. Because, y'all, you don't call Jessica dramatic.
But no. But then Jessica
really... The girl at Kohl's did, and she got her fired.
But what... I got to give it to Jess. I kind of want, after this, what I kind of want, Mahogany and Jessica to just, like, become friends and decide to
take
Ben
down. They probably would. Mahogs could do that. Mahogs could do that.
And I think Jessica, too, because Jessica, like another master in a way, says, you know what, Mahogany? I see it now, and I'm sorry you were the victim in this.
She was.
She's not the victim.
No, listen. Hear me out.
She's like, Ben painted a picture that he was poor Ben the whole time. And after hearing what a two-faced person it is, I see it now. You're a fraud and you're thirsty as hell, Ben.
No.
And a shit friend.
Let me paint this for you. In Mahogany's story, with Ben as the main antagonist, she is the victim. That's how fucked up he is. That's the thing. She's...
she's a genius at creating this innocence and the way she talks to everyone on the show. Y'all, we could all learn a lot from Mahogs.
Oh, wait.
It's incredible.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Bad respect.
My wait a minute. Oh, my head. My head. Okay. Oh. Ooh. Migo poopy. Oh, I gotta go. I gotta go. And Memphis completely ends the scene.
That's right. But I think that's about
it. That's it. They literally stop because Memphis shits herself.
But Ben's got a couple other, like, cringe lines. He says, there's no replacement for trust or time. And he's basically saying, yeah, I just don't know if we're further along than where we were or it's over or, you know, but I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be fine regardless. So I'll be on the board of another charity or...
And now he's doing his...
Maybe I'll get a DUI. Who knows?
And what is the business now he's doing now? His personal?
I was at the Red Roof Inn, and some unhoused couple that I was trying to help poured something in my cup, and they were the reason I had a DWI. So just like something was injected into my eyelid, and I didn't know what was happening. And
I mean, I just...
There have been very few people... I have felt rage and detested so much than Ben in years.
And I think we all should be offended by Ben.
Whether, we should.
If
evangelicalism run amok.
Well, I was going to say, but whether you're, there are two sides of it, whether you were traumatized by evangelicalism or you are someone who is a believer. He is completely,
completely makes a mockery out of Christianity.
It's a mockery of what faith is and what I think God's love truly is, and he completely makes a sham of that, and he's a piece of shit.
Because everything is opposed.
He's not a shit friend. He's a shit Christian. That's what he is.
So, y'all, if you've got people in your life like...
Can I get an amen? Amen.
If you've got people in your life like Ben, avoid them.
That's
all you can do. Y'all,
that's the podcast.
That's the show.
That's the podcast, everybody.
Oh.
Don't all. We've been here 2.5 hours. Gary's like, I've got one kid that's still up. Please.
Gary's like, I could see my 5-year-old.
Please. Please. I gave him so much sugar just to stay up and love me.
The 2-year-old and the 1-year-old are in bed.
Yes.
That you're right.
All right.
I don't know children. When I get to my niece and nephew's house, they're in bed usually.
Yes. But you know, as we always say, we call these people lonely hearts. We all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yes. And if you are a married woman who works 70 hours a week, call us.
Call us. That's the show, everybody. All right.
Thank you, Nashville.
Thank you. Thank you. We want to thank you. Thank you to City Winery Nashville for having us tonight. Thank you, Kayla, Adam, and the whole staff.
Kristen, our tour booker, Sarah, and our whole team at ACAST. Will, who handled our merch table outside. Yeah. Yo, buy those t-shirts on the way out,
sit
fuckers.
Sit the fuck down. You know we're not done yet. Just sit down. Come on. We're gay people. We
you
don't
think
just
gays
end
are
it.
Done?
This woman's husband was like, okay, I'm ready. Ready. Let's go, honey. I'll hold your purse. Give me your purse.
Honey, you've still got 10 minutes of bullshit.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
That's the way this works.
Our sissy team, Christina, Caitlin, and Patrick.
Yes.
Our show is dedicated to you guys.
Yes. Yes. And do we have any Sissy Squad members in the audience tonight? Yes.
Love it.
Y'all, we have fun in there.
So, I was going to basically, just a mushy moment, you guys have basically changed our lives. And
really,
we would not be on a national tour without you guys. And so, thank you. We
thank
love you,
Paula
too.
Ann. Love you, too.
Y'all, whenever I answer you back in Southern, that means I love you and I do respect your accent. Because if I've been drinking, I sound like this too.
If you watch old videos of Jake, you can't even understand
him. Me and a woman from Pickens were talking last night, or a woman from Pickens and I, and we both lapsed into, oh my God, your father was my dentist until I was 8 years old. Just like that. And she's like, I know!
Anyway, but
and
yes.
And we're like, what are we doing?
Yes, but we love y'all so much. We appreciate your support. We know that the last 2 years have been a bit bumpy. It's
been a shit show.
It's been a shit show. Some of us are in better places. Some of us are not. And that we're still, you're riding that girth train and you're riding that ride of life right
and
now.
You guys,
we get that.
I just want to say one thing. We're heading out of things, it seems like. Things are crazy in this world. All you have to do is look in Eastern Europe and to see that. And so know that. Give a thought to what you can do right now. Be hopeful. Treat everyone you love with respect and love and kindness. And call out bullshit when you fucking see it. When you're at fucking Kohl's and someone's trying to get store credit for something and you know they don't have a receipt.
Yes.
Be a bitch that says something.
Yes. Or if you have a backwards hat and your wife can go to the bathroom and you can go backstage, then you should.
And I was, lastly, I would just say, have as much hope as you can, because that's what's lacking in our world today. The more, and what we like to tell everyone is, if you don't have any hope, take some of ours.
Use ours.
Because we've got tons of it.
Use as long as
so,
you need.
So, I promise you, hope is the one thing that never runs out.
Yeah.
So stay with that. It makes me, when I think about that in the morning, it makes me tear up because it's true. So I'm tearing up right now because, y'all, I'm a fucking baby. I cry all the time.
You do, but it's true. Hope and STDs we have a lot of, so you can have any of them.
I sound like hard and gross, but I'm actually really, really soft and runny and messy.
So, y'all.
You're going to hug me like a bitch at the... Yeah, I know.
So, stay strong, stay hopeful,
and keep the fuck going, Queens.
So long, sad times. Go long, bad times.
This bitch is singing.
We're through of you at last.
Cloudy gray days, hello gay days, we are new to you, you're in the past. I just made that up.
Forget your troubles,
happy days.
Get happy.
Ah, here again.
We're gonna chase all your cares
away.
Shout hallelujah,
so
come on,
let's
get
sing a
happy.
Song and cheer again.
We're headed for the judgment.
Happy days are here again.
The sun is shining,
all
come on,
together.
Get happy.
Shout it now.
The Lord is waiting.
There's no one
to take your
who
hand.
Can doubt it now.
Shout hallelujah.
So
come on,
let's
get
sing a song
happy.
About it now.
We're going to
happy
the promised land. We're headed across the river. Soon your cares will all be gone.
They'll no more from now on.
From now on, forget your troubles. Come
days.
On, get happy.
Here again.
We're gonna chase
the
all the cares away.
Ah, clear again.
Shout hallelujah.
So
come
let's
on,
sing a song.
Get happy.
Come here again.
Happy days. Happy night,
happy nights,
happy days are here again.
Good night, Nashville.
Good night, Nashville.
Good night, Nashville.
You guys were such a great crowd tonight.
Good
oh, my God.
Good night, Nashville.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.